Welcome to the Earth Summit. In 1972, the United Nations held a meeting in Stockholm, Sweden, to share ideas about ways to take better care of the Earth. At the Stockholm Summit, representatives from more than 100 countries discussed some of the most important problems facing our planet. Since then, several Earth Summits have been held and much progress has been made. In 2002, the Earth Summit was held in Johannesburg in South Africa. One of the main themes of the summit was sustainable development, or the question, how we can continue developing the world without damaging the environment. In Johannesburg, experts from all over the world spoke about different topics and discussed new ways to solve old problems. Most of the speakers talked about the big three. The three biggest killers in the world: contaminated drinking water, poor sanitation, and air pollution. According to the World Health Organization, the big three cause more than 7 million deaths every year. That is 15% of all the deaths in the world. 20% of the people on Earth do not have access to clean drinking water. Air pollution alone causes almost 3 million deaths. Most of these deaths happen in rural areas, where people burn wood and coal to cook food and stay warm. Air pollution is also a big problem in very large cities, especially in developing countries. Many speakers also spoke about poverty, war, and violence. If we are to develop the world successfully, we must make sure that everyone is able to take part in the new world we create. All too often, global development means that rich people get richer while the poor get poorer. Among the speakers was China's then Premier Zhu Rongji, who stressed the need for equality and fairness in the world. Rich countries have a responsibility towards poor countries and must do whatever they can to help others. Without international cooperation, developing countries cannot prosper, nor will sustainable development be possible. Conferences, like the Earth Summit, help people understand that there exist serious problems and that there is still time to take action. Only by changing the way we live can we save the Earth. One of the visitors to the Earth Summit in Johannesburg said that what she had heard was very important.
When I listen to the speakers, I realize that many of the things I do every day are bad for the environment. Had I known that air conditioners cause so much pollution, I would never have bought one. Not until we know more will we be able to improve the situation. If all of us make small changes, we could make a big difference.
The message is spreading across the world, and many students are learning more about Earth issues in school. A better understanding of the environment is necessary, as is the willingness to act. Meetings like the Earth Summit can tell us what we can do to help. The Earth Summit is not just about problems. In fact, it is a place to find solutions for the future. Many of the speakers at the Johannesburg Summit said that education is the key to the future. With better education, people will be able to build a better society in harmony with nature, and perhaps put an end to the death and suffering caused by the big three. If the world becomes less unfair, and if people can get better education, much of the poverty can be wiped out. And if poverty is less of a problem and people are better educated, there is a good chance that we will see less violence and fewer wars.